there. Is it possible if I can please speak with a Mrs. Kelly Bonner, please?
Just calling.
Hi, Kelly. My name's Billy. I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. The call is in regards to the Scottish redress claim you applied for online, darling, regarding your mistreatment and abuse while she was in the care system.
Yes.
Are you in a position to see her right now?
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect. So I just want to ask you, the call will take about 5-10 minutes with myself just to make sure I've got your personal details on file and explain the procedure to you. Are you in a position where you are comfortable to speak right now?
Yes.
Perfect, no problem. So first things first, I just need to make sure I've got your details on file correctly. And then also I'll explain myself to you so you're aware of who you're dealing with. So we have it as Kelly Bonner, spelled B-O-N-N-A-R. Is that correct, darling?
Yes.
And is this the best mobile number for you if the line was to disconnect for any reason?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. And if I am correct, there's an email address on file for you here as well, Kelly. I just want to double check that that is also correct, as scrum, scrum.py @hotmail.co.uk.
Yeah.
Perfect. Could I please ask you for your current home postcode, please, darling?
G71.
Yep.
62 for Quebec, A for Alpha.
And what would be the door number?
40.
40, perfect. So I'm just going to make sure that we have got the correct address on file for you here. Just give me 2 seconds to run that through for you. Would that be Hamilton View in Glasgow?
Yes.
Perfect, no problem. Now, before we go any further, I want to give you reassurance that it's not going to be the case where we're going to be clutching at straws to hopefully get you some sort of compensation back. That's not the case. As soon as we locate your files and we do prove that you was within these places, your statement is what we will value your claim off. So we don't expect any evidence or anything like that. Do not worry. We just need a brief statement from you to understand what you've had to deal with throughout your time within this place. Now, could I please ask you for your date of birth there, please, darling?
23rd of May, 74.
And in regards to any value, it would be wrong for me to give you any direct value at this moment in time. Of course, each case is different, but what we can tell you is each claim will average at 48,000, just so you are aware of that. Now, you will never be charged with any services in any way, shape or form. The legal team work on a no-win, no-fee basis, so if your case is unsuccessful for any reason, you won't be charged a single penny. And if the case is successful, the maximum fee that they will deduct at the end is 16%, which is 1/6. That's just to cover the work that they do, but the 48,000 is after the 16% is taken on an average, just for now. Is that okay with yourself?
Right, yeah.
In regards to this case, could I please ask you, whilst this claim is ongoing, for any reason, the worst was to happen to you, of course, while the claim is going through, is there anybody that you would be happy for us to pop as a beneficiary where they would be in receivement of your entitlement?
Yeah, my daughter.
Daughter, no problem. What's her name, darling?
It's Emma Dixon.
Emma.
Yeah, Emma Dixon. So it's D-I-C-K-F-O-N.
Perfect. And do you know her mobile number at all, darling?
Hold on.
Double seven one nine. Perfect. And I do need to ask the question, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything at all, darling?
No.
No problem there. I do need to ask the question, if that is the case, we can put it through as a fast track, but with you not having any terminal illnesses, which of course is great, the case will take a maximum of 9 to 12 months. We just need to make you aware of that. Again, it can be a lot faster, but we can't give any false information. Is that okay with yourself?
Yeah.
Could I please ask you, growing up, do you remember what your biological parents' names were?
Well, I never met my mother. And then she died in 2012.
Sorry to hear that.
Because my daughter had done one of the...
Ancestry,
you know,
kind of thing.
And she'd found out that she'd died in 2012, so I never met her. My father's name is James Bonner.
And how old was you when you were placed into the care sister, if you remember, darling?
6 years old.
6 years old. And do you know why you were placed into care?
My dad had a breakdown due to his mum passing away and he moved away. So I was left with the neighbours.
Sorry to hear that. And what area was you brought up in before you were placed in the care system, if you remember, darling?
What area?
Yeah, was it like Glasgow, Edinburgh, Fife?
Yeah, so Glasgow. Yeah, Glasgow.
I'm assuming it would have been the Glasgow local authority that possibly popped you under the care system then. And could I please ask you in regards to yourself, was it just you placed into care or did you have any siblings in there that you was aware of?
Just me.
And
I was actually under social workers and they came to the door one day and I was in the house on my own with my cousins and we were all under 16. So the social workers were taking me into care then. And then that's when the neighbours said, no, you know, we'll look after her.
And then did the neighbours take you on from there?
Yeah.
Bless. And where is it, do you remember at 6 years old when you was originally taken, do you remember the care home where they placed you in, darling?
It wasn't a care home, it was a house.
Foster family. Okay.
Yeah. It was 17 Hull Street in Uddingston.
Was that Hull Street, did you say?
Fourth. So F for Freddie, O for Oscar, R for Romeo, T for Tommy, H for Hotel.
Hull Street. And Hull what area Street. Was that in?
Uddingston. So that's Uniform, Delta, Delta, Indigo, November.
No, perfect, thank you for that. And do you remember the name of the family at all?
The name of the family?
Yeah, that you was with. If not, don't worry.
Yeah, it was Mrs. Joyce Finnan and her husband was Daniel Finnan. So the surname was F for Freddie, I for Indigo, N for Norman, Norman Alpha Norman.
Thank you so much for that information. And how long would you say that you was with these for, roughly?
Until I was 18.
Oh, so you're there the full time? Here,
yes.
Full time. Bless you. And throughout this time here, can I ask you what you have experienced within this time, darling?
Well, they had 3 kids of their own. 2 of them were fine with me, but there was one of them. It was really jealous and used to hit me and pick on me all the time and, you know, walk away from me and laugh and, do you know what I mean? Like, totally.
Leave you out and single you out, single
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
laugh at her. And did, of course, the parents, were they aware of this?
No.
No problem.
Because I never brought it up.
And can I ask you, whilst you was here with these children, did they ever get physical towards you and hit you or anything, or pick at you, pull your hair or break your things?